This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Abdullah from Nigeria was asking about the usual question, and that is, people pray with the Imam, and the Imam offer witr in the Taraweeh, but they would like to go back to their homes and offer more night prayer on their own. So what to do? Because they have conflicting hadiths, so they think. One hadith says that there are no two witrs in the same night, and this is authentic. And another hadith says that make the last of your night prayer witr, which means that if I'm going to pray in the beginning and then I'm going to pray at the end of the night, I should only pray one witr. Well, the answer is very easy. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us in an authentic hadith that he who prays Taraweeh with his Imam until the prayer is over, Allah would record for him, Allah would reward him as if he prayed the whole night from sunset until the break of dawn. So usually your Imam prays for an hour and a half maximum. If you pray with him and offer witr, then you have been rewarded as if you prayed the whole night. But what about if I would like to go and pray more in my home? You have two options. The first option is, if the Imam is praying two rak'ah plus one, you pray with him, and when he prays the last rak'ah, which is an individual witr rak'ah, when he offers salam, you stand up and pray a second rak'ah, and by this, you have prayed even numbers. So when you go home, you pray as many as you wish, and then conclude that with one rak'ah, as indicated by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you're not sure that you're going to pray night prayer, you might as well pray with the Imam until he's over from his Taraweeh, and you pray witr with him as well. And if you go home, you may pray as many rak'ahs as you wish, but do not repeat the witr. Khalas, it's done. So what to do with the hadith where the Prophet instructed us to make the last prayer of the night prayer as witr? Well, this is, the scholars say, this is not mandatory, this is not obligatory, this is highly recommended. Well, how do you say this? We know from the usul al-fiqh, from fundamentals of fiqh, that whenever an instruction comes from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla Almighty in the Quran or in the Sunnah from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, an order means it's an obligation. Unless another evidence comes to reduce this obligation into recommendation. Likewise, when the Prophet, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in his hadith that you should not do something, this is a negation. So in usul al-fiqh, when Allah or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that you shouldn't do this, don't do this, this means that it is forbidden. Unless there's another evidence that reduces it to not recommended. So the Prophet says, Aysam, make the last prayer of the night prayer as witr. What to do about this? Well, it's very easy. In the authentic sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ used to pray two rak'ahs after the witr. And sometimes he used to pray them sitting down. So the scholars say, from this hadith, we know and learn that the instruction of having the witr, the last thing to be prayed at night, is a recommended thing, but it is not mandatory because the Prophet himself, ﷺ, prayed two rak'ahs after witr.